MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 1, 2025. The commercial fishing season starts today, and the Salem High School building project is underway. Mostly sunny, low to mid-50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:01 p.m. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times, there will be a 2025 fishing year after all, but it comes with significant decreases in U.S. acceptable biological catches for Georgia's Bank cod, Gulf of Maine cod, and Georgia's Bank haddock. NOAA Fisheries on Tuesday announced it was putting in place an emergency action to make sure the Northeast multi-species fishery continues uninterrupted, with the first day of the fishing year beginning today, May 1. NOAA Fisheries said it had signed a temporary rule for an emergency action establishing measures necessary for the Northeast multi-species to operate and the start of the fishing year, according to the agency. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, the Salem High School building project is approaching a decision among four potential designs that seek to either repair the building, renovate it, or create an entirely new school outside the current building's footprint. The effort to redesign the high school began with the formation of the Salem High School Building Committee in July of 2023. The project was undertaken as the city identified a variety of inadequacies and issues with the current building, including failing heating and cooling systems, coupled with energy consumption that exceeds every building and system in the city, according to the committee. The committee's next public meeting is scheduled for Thursday, May 8, at 6 p.m. at the Salem High School Library. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie is reporting in the Newburyport Daily News today. Local residents in Newbury made their commitment to the Triton Regional School District clear as they voted to approve the first step of a $400,000 override to fund the town's portion of the school budget during Monday's spring town meeting that saw every article pass. Beginning at 7 p.m. and lasting until 9:30 p.m., town meeting saw 372 registered voters pass all 29 warrant articles, including the override. On AutumnLive.com, Isaac Green reports nearly two decades in a Chinese prison could not break Richard Fecteau. On Wednesday, April 30, the city of Lynn honored his extraordinary sacrifice and quiet strength with a moving rededication ceremony at the newly upgraded Richard Fecteau Park at Flax Pond. Fecteau, now 98, was in attendance alongside family members and dozens of veterans, residents, and public officials. The new monument features a larger granite structure with engraved details about his service, informational panels, and dual flagpoles bearing the American and CIA flags, a sharp contrast to the small, easily missed stone marker that once sat nearby. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, high school softball. Marblehead pitcher Tessa Francis threw her second no-hitter of the season in the Magicians' 4-0 win over Salem. Francis faced 23 batters and struck out 19 of them. Nora Mahan and Luca Bornhorst sparked the Marblehead offense. Beverly beats August 13-6. It was PB 23, Winthrop 4. Did I say PBD? I hope I did. It's Peabody 23, Winthrop 4, with the Tanner offense led by two home runs by Olivia Garino. Baseball. Beverly's Graham Gavin tossed a no-hitter against Saugus in the Panthers' 8-0 win. Gavin struck out 11. Other scores, Salem 14, Marblehead nothing. Swampscott 15, Danvers 1. It was Peabody 9, Winthrop 8. In this game, Winthrop was down 9-2 and rallied to make it a one-run game. Lynn Classical 3, Medford nothing. Rams ace Christian Figueroa picked up the win, allowing just one hit. St. Mary's improved to 11-1 with a 10-0 win over Archbishop Williams. And Gloucester and Masconomet were tied 8-all after 8 innings, with the game to be continued. Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays last night. After blowing a 6-0 lead, they lost 7-6. Two teams play again tonight in Toronto. Celtics are off as they wait for the second round of the NBA playoffs. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.